We do have a quorum available. The clerk will note the roll. Would everyone be so kind, including myself, to turn off your cell phones? Not just down, but off, so that it doesn't interfere with the communication. We have the budget before us. The minutes before us. Representative Osmond has read them and found a mistake in it that, members excuse, we should add his name.
Thank you.
Representative Smith, would you be so kind as to move the
amendment
as amended?
So moved as amended.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And carried. Representative Osmond, thank you for being so diligent to read these. We're going to take Representative Carlson first. Is that okay? Check. Representative Carlson, you're on the committee and Representative Hausman is here. Is it okay if we take Representative Hausman first?
I think I'll be here either way.
Okay. So the chair would move that House File 2941 be recommended to pass and placed on the General Registry. And Representative Hausman, I have an amendment that I think the staff has shared with you. It's Amendment A2, and the chair would move that amendment. And members, what that does is it's kind of a standard amendment that says if by chance two bills happen to pass through Ways and Means, and they're both in this case this is a bonding bill, that you don't count both of them, you don't double count. It's one particular bill, one particular target. So, Representative Hausman, I'll move that. Any discussion on the amendment? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And carried. Representative Hausman.
And, Mr. Chair, just to prepare ourselves for all contingencies, we have one bill that we thought would be helpful to have on the General Register. We just chose the deeper amounts for University of Minnesota and MNSQ. Practical bill to have around.
Any discussion on the bill? Any discussion? If not, then the chair would renew the motion that House File 2941 as amended. We recommend to pass and place on the General Register. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? And carried. Thank you, Representative Hausman. Representative Carlson, would you like to move your amendment or your bill, I'm sorry? Representative Carlson moves House File 2554 be recommended to pass and referred to rules because constitutional amendments need to be moved.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, that is the motion. And Mr. Chairman, this is a constitutional amendment, and essentially what the constitutional amendment would do is allow the legislature to call itself into special session, and that would be done in one of two ways, either the leadership in both bodies or a petition among the members in both bodies would allow for the calling of a special session. It doesn't change any of the powers of the governor relative to the governor being able to call a special session, but it would provide more balance of power between the legislative branch and the governor in the sense that if the legislature saw a need for a special session, they could move forward with that. In the end, the governor, of course, would be involved, whoever that governor might be, because any legislation, of course, would have to be signed by the governor. So the goal here is to provide more balance, and if we were to look at the history, sometimes it's difficult for the legislature to determine when a special session would be called, or difficult for the legislature to have the agenda designed in the way that they would like. We put an amendment on in Representative Pawlowski's committee that would limit the session to 7 days. Our main reason, of course, being here is because of a minor fiscal impact, and we have a fiscal note that the Secretary of State's office can absorb the cost. It would be about $2,000 is what the estimate is for putting a an amendment on the ballot. So, Mr. Chairman, I'll stop at that point unless there's questions.
Questions on the bill that's before us? Questions for Representative Osmond.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Representative Carlson, I appreciate they have a limitation with regard to 7 days. Is there any limitation with regard to the number of 7 days? In other words, when they get to the seventh day, can they just make an agreement to come back for another 7 days, and after that make another agreement to come back for another 7 days, and essentially we could end up with a full-time legislature 7 days at a time?
Mr. Chairman, I suspect, theoretically that could conceivably happen, but I think you'd have to have cause for doing that. Leadership would have to agree in both bodies, or you'd have to have another petition among all of the members. We did research. There are 33 states that currently have this provision, so we are in the minority relative to other states allowing the legislature to call special sessions. It is used, but it's seldom used. And I think the reason that it's seldom used is that there's a level playing field between the executive and the legislative branch.
Representative,
I think the public opinion, Mr. Chairman, would weigh in there if you were just continually calling special sessions without cause.
Representative Osmond,
thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Carlson, but when we put something into the Constitution, it even out, it has a significant... the highest significance we can put on any particular issue, and it seems, do you think the public will realize that they are, if they support this, that it could be that unlimited possibility?
Representative Carlson?
Mr. Chairman, I don't have that fear. It simply hasn't happened in the 33 states that have the rights for the legislature to call a special session. So that's why I say theoretically one might argue that, but I think as a practical matter, if you look at the states that have that authority, it just doesn't take place.
Representative Osmond, follow up? Okay. Any other questions? Representative Selma.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Carlson, does the language in 117 and 118 limit the subject matter only to bills, or only to bills that are stated in the agreement or order? Is that the intent of that?
Representative
Carlson,
Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Would you repeat your answer?
That would be the intent of that section. Yeah.
Other discussion. Discussion. Representative Holbrook.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm just looking at the fiscal note under long-term fiscal considerations. It says none. I might beg to differ with that point.
Well, they might be a positive fiscal implication.
Mr. Chair, I think there's a cost every time we're in session, and certainly the taxpayers would bear that cost.
That's also the case if the governor calls it as well. Any other discussion? If not, then Representative Carlson will renew his motion at House File 2554. We recommend to pass and refer to the Committee on Rules. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
No. And carried.
Thank you.
Representative Goldberg will now be presenting the House Budget Resolution for 2008.
And, Madam Chair, I think the proper resolution is that the resolution, the Ways and Means Committee, that sets the limits for the biennium in accordance with Rule 4.03 be adopted. And, members, I think the resolution is RAES-002. I believe that's the correct Members, in your packet, you should also have a spreadsheet of the proposed budget target. Where the governor submitted his budget and where there's general agreement on that budget target, we have tried to follow that. I've had several conversations with the Department of Finance on some of those issues. We also have our fiduciary responsibility to pass a budget target that reflects the legislative priorities as well. This will reflect, I think, less cuts in the higher education, and by working with the chairs, I think it's safe to say that we'll be able to not have any increases in higher education tuition. It does reflect some additional support for the K through 12 schools, and it does protect the Health Care Access Fund as well. We are using some resources that were also used by the Republicans with neighboring control several years ago. We are taking the cash flow account, and we're leaving enough money in the Health Care Access Fund and the budget reserve to be able to manage the cash flow. We have found that in state government that even if there's a dedicated account such as transportation and they need to pay bills out of that and there's no money in the transportation account, they internally borrow back and forth from the different accounts. So there is, there will be out of the budget reserve, a total of reduction of $273 million. That compares with $250 million from the governor, so a little bit more than the governor. And we'll be using not any of the health care access, very, very little of the health care access account, keeping that for its dedicated purpose and using the cash flow account. With that, I think maybe everyone can see the numbers that are in front of us, and I would stand for questions. These targets are for each of the individual committees to meet. They will be making decisions on a committee basis. We are not prescribing to them what they do or how they do it, but each of them are free to have all kinds of opportunities for discussion within each of the committees, but it is expected that each of the committees will meet their targets and forward their proposals to the rule or to the finance committee.
Representative Holford.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and Chair Solberg, when this is put together and we see a finance bill, I assume it's going to be put together the end of this week and Chair Carlson's committee. Will there also be targets for TAILs, or will those be reported? There seems to be a lot of one-time money that's being used, and certainly we all saw the projected deficit in the out years. I'm wondering how the majority is planning on addressing that.
Representative Holberg.
Madam Chair, Representative Holberg, I think that's an excellent question. We are trying our best to make sure that cuts are long-term cuts to state agencies and to other agencies, other programs that are cut. The governor, as you know, when he submitted his budget, has a negative in the out years as well, but particularly if you include in any kind of inflation. Our goal is to try to stabilize that as much as possible in the out years. We have it's not part of the record, it's never been part of any of the formal budget resolutions, but we have given instructions to each of the committees a long-term target, a TAILs target, and we expect them to try to meet that TAILs target if at all possible, and we've also instructed them that if they can surpass that and put more money on the bottom line, we will appreciate that a great deal.
Madam Chair,
yes.
If you would be so kind then to share those with us as well, and I'm assuming that when the bill comes out of Chair Carlson's committee, we'll have projections on those numbers as well. Is that correct?
Representative Holbrook.
Madam Chair, Representative Holbrook, I think we can get those to you. They may be in a more informal mechanism, but I think that we could do that as much as possible. I'm looking at Representative Carlson, but we've worked together on that. Maybe Representative Carlson can help answer the question.
Yeah, there'd be two ways to, Madam Chair, approach that. One, each of the division chairs did receive a tail target, so you could check with the various division chairs that you serve on. And I think Representative Solberg and I can provide that information generally.
Mr. Marks.
Mr. Chair, Representative Holberg, Representative Holberg, Representative Solberg, Representative Carlson, the spreadsheets that are before the committee, the Finance Committee on Friday, will have the numbers, the changes proposed for fiscal 2010 and 11 tracked on that, and we would also have a summary spreadsheet that will add all that up.
Follow up.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and Chair Solberg or Carlson, as long as you've got the tails targets in one document as opposed to me trying to run around, I don't know how many fiscal chairs there are, I'm assuming more than 10, I would certainly appreciate the all on one piece of paper if possible.
Representative Solberg.
Madam Chair, we'll get those.
Thank you. Representative Abler.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Solberg, I'm a little late, I don't know if you talked about it, but could you comment a little bit about the prudence of burning up the whole cash flow account? Was that part of your opening comments, or should I ask my question about that now?
Representative Solberg.
Madam Chair, Representative Abler, it was part of my opening comment. We have done some switching from the governor. The governor used the entire TANF account and the entire Health Care Access account. We chose not to do that. We are using the cash flow account as instead. And there's a reason for that. As in 2002 or whatever it was, 2003, the big budget reduction. Both the budget reserve and the cash flow account are down to zero. But the agencies, the finance is able to use other resources for cash flow. In that particular case, they were using the tobacco settlement account for a while until that ran out, and they built it up. In this particular one, we are using they will have the ability to use the budget reserve and the health care access account as a cash flow account.
Representative Abler, follow up.
Well, thanks. That's helpful. I'm not just asking a question.
Sure.
I'm not really debating it. And so finance and everybody says that's the equivalent effect, and so the borrowing costs and that's all. Does that require legislation to do that?
Yeah, there's
to make that a... They just cash flow out of whatever pot of money is available?
Mr. Marks.
Madam Chair, Representative Abler, there is authority currently for the Commissioner of Finance to essentially borrow between funds within the biennium.
Right.
Representative Abler?
Oh, that's good enough for now. Thanks.
All right. Representative Huntley.
Madam Chair and Representative Solberg, just a process question for committees. When does this go into effect if we pass it here today, and what impact would that have on committees meeting this afternoon?
Representative Solberg.
Madam Chair, Representative Huntley, as soon as we take a vote, it's in effect.
And
Representative
Madam Chair and Representative Solberg, that means that in the Health Care Access Fund, we have to come up with a bill that actually adds to the surplus by about $3 million, and that any amendments in my committee that don't take that into account would not be in order?
Representative Holbrook.
Madam Chair, Representative Huntley, yes. I think in the numbers as I understand them in the health care access account, the first number that you'll see, the negative 293, is a reduction in current expenditures. The 6776 is some additional proposed spending by the health care access account. So your total additional expenditures out of the health care access account is 3483. And that's what the target should be in that count.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the members? Representative McNamara.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Chair Solberg, I'm concerned in the higher education, and I don't think Representative Rukavina is here, Chair Rukavina, but it's my understanding that you're going to move millions of dollars from the special account in the workers' compensation fund, which will result in a tax increase on all businesses in Minnesota, and you're moving that money. Where are you, that new tax that all our businesses are going to pay, how many millions of dollars is that? And where is the money getting moved to?
Representative Slover.
Madam Chair, Representative McNamara, we give them a target. We are not telling the committees how they meet that target. That means that they might take it all out of higher education. Their proposals, if they have some additional resources that they're moving around, we're not dictating what they will do. We want each of the committees to be able to have an opportunity to look at all the different resources they have available, all the different opportunities to cut they have available, and so this resolution will not dictate what they do to that. As your question is probably appropriate, but much more appropriate to be asked in that committee as it goes through. And that's true in all of these committees. I'm not avoiding your question. I'm answering it exactly as I would hope each of the committees across this would work on this.
Follow-up, Representative McNamara? All right. Representative Abler, please.
Thank you. It's kind of fun to get back to working the numbers, Mr. Chair. I always like the math, and I always like this.
Madam Chair, Representative Abler, it's a lot better when it's all about negative things.
Right, I appreciate that, too. It's an equal guess that I'll be back next year as well as not. And so maybe my question is moot. When we as a body come back next year, there's some more deficits being predicted. From what you tell me, there's no way for us to know what the tails will be because each target has control over its own funds and its jurisdiction. They could rob from those funds and then have a higher negative tail or a greater or lesser negative tail if they take from that fund or whatever. So you probably couldn't predict the tails off of this. Is that right?
Mr. Representative Silver.
Madam Chair, Representative Aver, I don't think I said that. I think they have a tail as well. How they meet that particular obligation of both their negative number and their tail number is a decision that's going to be made within the committees. We're not dictating to them how they meet that particular tail. We've also asked each of the committees, asked their chairs, and each of the committees will be directed to if they can make cuts that are sustainable to help in the out years. We appreciate that. If they don't spend all the money, if they find additional cuts, in fact, as we pulled back today, two bills, both of them are positive, and maybe they can just fall to the bottom line, and we would like to have that more on the bottom line as well.
Thank you, Mr. Second.
Representative Abler, none
of these are critical. I'm just trying to clarify.
Madam Chair, Representative Abler, I don't consider your questions critical at all.
For instance, we're setting targets for the general fund and for the health care access fund and the TANF fund. But we're not setting targets for all these little pots of money that different committees control that are like the state special revenue fund has not set a target. This whatever work comp fund that Mr. McNamara mentioned hasn't got a target, so we don't know what a committee is going to do about those funds under jurisdictions, which are often one-time money. So they could gut this fund, they could add to it, still hitting their target. And so that's why I was just saying we don't know the tail effect, probably on this. And if you do know, if I'm wrong, do you know the tail effect, or am I right, I'm on the right track?
Madam Chair, I don't know if I can answer your second part. I don't know that. So each committee is going to make that decision. But each committee is also going to then be making the decisions within that target. We will try our best to get as much information on targets and on tails and from one-time money as possible on it. Yeah.
Right. And
Representative Abler.
I'll stop after this. But I'm I think we're going to be in for a heck of a time next year, as we some of these one-time shifts and funds happen. And as I look at our bill in our committee, it's not a very painful bill for what it might be given the size of the human services bill, and we may have to wind up going. And so I guess it's worth the fuck as we solve all this challenge. So good luck, Mr. Chair.
It depends upon who you're talking to. If you're talking to listening to the president, everything's nice and rosy for the next year.
Members, are there any other questions related to this bill? Representative Sertich.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and Representative Solberg. I want to thank you for bringing this forward, and all the time that I know you, Representative Carlson, Representative Murphy, chairs of committees, and staff put into this. When I look at this proposal, I'm struck by a few things. Number one, I'm appreciative of some of the similarities it has with the governor's budget, because as we move forward, recognizing his wants and needs is important to resolution, and I see some similarities here where we can work together. So where we differ with them, I think, is very important and should be pointed out maybe once again. From all that I know, the impact on the governor's proposal severely affected health care, nursing homes, and college tuition potentially. And I think you've found a way within this budget, and I think the House will find a way to minimize the impact in those key areas, which I think is absolutely vital. And so I want to thank you for that. The other area where the governor has made great pains in discussing his budget was how he held K-12 education harmless. And I'm appreciative that the House is moving forward, not just holding K-12 education harmless, but looking at making sure that there is what is equivalent to a 1% increase for our K-12 system by reallocating some existing resources and making sure that we do better by our K-12 institutions, about $51 per student. So I just want to thank you for your hard work on this, and I know even harder work is going to come now with the committees doing their due diligence and really finding the details. But thanks for your work, Representative Silver.
Representative Silver, any comments?
Madam Chair, I want to also thank everyone that's been involved in this, and the work is starting to, now the rubber hits the road.
All right.
And so I would renew my motion that resolution RES-02 be adopted.
Thank you. Representative Solberg renews his motion that we adopt RES-02. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no.
No.
The motion carries.
Madam Chair, just one thing. I also want to express appreciation to the lead Republican, Representative Holberg. She was patient and in trying to get the numbers, and as these became available, and just for the record, she and her staff received the final numbers the same time I did. And so I appreciate your patience in this working with us on that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Solberg. Are there any announcements? Hearing none, the meeting is adjourned.